Vast majority of NSW venues following new gambling regulations. New South Wales, NSW, Liquor and Gaming recently conducted widespread compliance inspections and found that 93% of venues are correctly following the new gaming harm minimization measures. This compliance inspections came ahead of mandatory training for senior staff at licensed venues that is aimed at promoting responsible gaming practices. During July and August, inspectors from Liquor and Gaming NSW visited 528 hotels and clubs throughout the state to evaluate levels of compliance with regulations related to responsible gaming officers, RGOs, gambling incident registers, ATM signage, and gaming plans of management, GPOM. The inspections form part of the NSW government's broader strategy to curb gambling harm and combat money laundering while also supporting community well-being and job creation. Related. NSW government boosts responsible gambling fund with $10 million Australian. Most venues well prepared for new requirements. The inspectors found that most venues are well prepared to comply with the new harm minimization requirements. They found that the most common problem was non-compliance with ATM signage regulations. Jane Lin, the Executive Director of Regulatory Operations at Liquor and Gaming NSW, explained that the inspectors were specifically looking to see that venues understood and followed the new regulations. Quote, "Inspectors are focusing on gaming plans of management to verify that they include the necessary content and that the policies are being followed. It's crucial for venues to not only have a plan in place but to ensure their staff understand it and are ensuring compliance." Jane Lin, Liquor and Gaming NSW Executive Director of Regulatory Operations. Mandatory training and gambling incident registers. An important part of the new regulations is that key staff at licensed venues, such as club secretaries, directors, and managers, must undergo training to better identify and intervene when customers display signs of gambling-related issues. New requirements for licensed venues include the keeping of a gambling incident register as of 1 July 2024. The register documents potential or actual problem gambling events. Additionally, from 1 July 2024, venues with more than 20 gaming machine entitlements must have appointed RGOs, and by 1 September 2024, they must have developed a GPOM, which will need to be updated annually. Furthermore, starting 1 January 2025, ATMs must be located at least 5 meters away from any entrance or exit of a gaming area within hotels or clubs. Under certain conditions, exemptions to this requirement may be granted by Liquor and Gaming NSW.